Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Australia. It is the admitted UN model coming to the UK, coming to Canada, coming to the United States. They're going to release more viruses for more control. We have a special guest coming up next segment. But here's the Victorian Premier, Dan Andrews, saying, we've got everybody locked down. We're going to move to a situation where we're going to lock out and lock down people who are not vaccinated. Then they go on to say in quarantine camps. And that ties in to Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts on the crime against humanity of blocking ivermectin. And then our special guest is going to be joining us coming up here in the next segment. But here are two of those clips back to back.
From a situation where to protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down. We're going to move to a situation where to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments throughout September, October, November.
What a criminal.
Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Now, that's not right now, because of course there's many more people who want to get vaccinated than we actually can get through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody...
That's a lie, and pause. He's creating artificial scarcity. They've got, it's a total lie. These people are total evil. Sorry, go ahead and finish up.
Have a situation. Well, vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves. These, go and get vaccinated. There's 11,000 AZ appointments available this week, 2,000 Pfizer appointments available this week. We'll have more to say with those additional stocks coming in from overseas, but...
Again, folks, they didn't lock you down for your safety. They locked you down to train you how to be a slave. They released the virus. It's all coming out. Fauci ordered the chimeric creation of SARS-CoV-2. And that's been now released. That's public today. The documents via a lawsuit have come out. He should be arrested immediately, but of course, he did a great job with the establishment. He won't be. He'll be celebrated as our savior because he is the author of our destruction. Here's the Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts.
To treating and preventing people getting COVID-19, we've been told that the only solution is a brand new vaccine. That's not true. There are alternative and complementary treatments for respiratory conditions, which is what COVID-19 is. One of them is ivermectin. It's had over 3.7 billion doses administered over the last 60 years. In that time, it's had a proven safety record. Over the past year, ivermectin has been successful where used against COVID in some Indian states and in some South American, European and Asian countries. There are over 40 medical and scientific papers which hail ivermectin's success. So why is it banned for this use with COVID in Australia? It raises serious questions about Big Pharma's monopoly and conflicts of interest and its stranglehold over government. For example, Google's parent company, Alphabet, owns YouTube. YouTube has banned any videos that even mention ivermectin as a possible COVID treatment. They even took down one of my videos, and I'm a federal senator. But here's the kicker. Alphabet owns 12% of Vaccitech, who created the AstraZeneca vaccine. Aren't these conflicts of interest? The federal government's Therapeutic Goods Administration wrote me a threatening letter for publicly discussing ivermectin. The way I see it, I'm a duly elected member of Australia's National Parliament, doing my lawful duty, sharing accurate data and information with you. Silencing debate and data is a form of control. And always beneath control there is fear. Is dishonest big pharma afraid of losing its hundreds of billions of dollars in profits? Is the government afraid to admit...
He goes on to say they have blood on their hands. I didn't have time to play the full clip. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have been rich, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally ask Owen Schroyer to let me co-host with him today, but I definitely kind of want the first hour of it because Paul Watson's coming up next hour. I got a huge guest right now. And I feel like today I've got to get this on record, or I may just tape an emergency report after my show today that we then put out and hopefully Owen would air it on his show, because everything breaking right now is totally insane. It came out today. The Intercept sued and got it. Very respected investigative journalist group. Where Fauci is in hundreds of pages of documents we showed earlier, saying, I want all these viruses combined into a chimera for a new SARS virus so we can make a vaccine. We already had Peter Daszak ran the program for him, saying it on video. But now it's the documents. Here they are. We have them linked up on InfoWars.com. You can also see it, again, on Zero Hedge. It has it linked right there at the top. In fact, let's post this Zero Hedge article on InfoWars. It's the best. And here they are with Fauci ordering it all. So he's perjured himself to Congress, but we already knew this. We already had other documents. And here's Fauci with Peter Daszak. So we've got a very special guest who I really wanted to get on. She really helped expose hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and all these other great things that people get it early. Basically have 100% treatment rate. We had Dr. McCullough on yesterday. It's in mainline news that India created the mutation of Delta when they vaccinated. So, I mean, the system knows what they're doing. Dr. Stella Emanuel, MD, is a successful physician with an active practice in Houston, as well as a founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, learn strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. DrStellaMD.com. And I don't just agree with her. I know this is spiritual war. The Satanist, the big national church of Set, came out and said, we are sacrificing babies in a ritual. Well, they busted a bunch of doctors doing that before. So this is their energy. This is their power. Satan's making his move. He's out in the open. And this is a spiritual war they want in our bodies. They want to change our DNA. They want to mutate us. And they now admit that. Klaus Schwab says, I want to change your body. It's a form of rape. She said that. They made fun of her. But in putting the in genomes of dead babies and dead women with immortal gene lines, bizarre cells that never die in us, isn't satanic. I don't know what it is. If creating deadly spike proteins in us that infect us, and now they want to inject our children, then I don't know what satanic supposed to be. You know, it means bad. DrStellaMD.com. Doctor, thank you so much. Obviously, I want to get into them suppressing treatments. I want to get into all things happening in the world, but what do you make of being vindicated? And now we know all over the world where they have ivermectin early, like India, that into their problem, where they don't, we have mass death. And what do you make of it coming out confirmed that Fauci created this? And obviously, look at the timing, released it on purpose. What would you call this point we're at right now? And I just want to try to give you the floor this hour. You've been censored and lied about so much to really put on record what's really happening. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Like I said, you're my hero. I've watched you for years. So thank God I'm here to, I've been on your show. Sorry, but it's awesome to be with you today.
Absolutely.
I wish I could say I feel vindicated and happy, but I don't, because I...
Man, her Skype was totally clear and totally... Oh, sorry, Doc, your Skype cut out for just a second, but it's been clear the last 5 minutes while you were waiting, and now it's back. Sorry, start over, Doc.
Yes. I said, I wish I could just say I'm vindicated and feel happy about it, but people are dying, and they're still... They're moving forward with their agenda to destroy humanity, to corrupt humanity, and somehow the veil is still upon the minds of a lot of people. So that is... I know that when I talk about the spiritual warfare, I tell my doctor friends now, I said, I told you guys from March last year that this was a spiritual battle. It was a spiritual battle, and y'all thought I was just intense. When I said, you know, we need to pray, everybody told Dr. Emmanuel, come on, just stick to hydroxychloroquine. Of course, they censored hydroxychloroquine. But you know what, Alex? Hydroxychloroquine still works. Ivermectin still works. Budesonide still works. And we still use this thing, Zithromax. We treat patients every day. Right now, we've already treated over 70,000 patients and counting. Right now, we're just swarmed. We're getting 500, 700 patients a day, and we're here. I've made a promise to the American people that I will do everything in my best to continue fighting this battle to help. Take care of them, take care of our people. But it's a serious battle, and we have to wake up. That's all I keep saying, that we have to wake up. We cannot continue just sticking our head in the sand like an ostrich and thinking things are going to go away. We have to wake up. This is deeper than science. This is actually deeper than Big Pharma. This is deeper than them trying to make money. We're going straight back into Genesis 6, and it's time for us to wake up. That's just it. The church has
to. And I totally agree. When you read Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they say they're taking control of humanity and creating a new being. They say that humans are obsolete. Well, that, explain to people, that's what happened in the days of Noah, didn't it?
Yes. In the days of Noah, the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men, the watchers. They left their abode, they came and slept with the daughters of men, and they produced a hybrid. This hybrid, they were violent, they were blood drinkers. If you read in Genesis, they talk about the earth was full of violence in Genesis 6. But they were also such blood drinkers that they really wanted to.
All the other ancient cultures have this in their text and in their hieroglyphs. All the other cultures reported the same thing happened, that ships landed, these people got off, they had sex with humans, and then they made these psychotic creatures.
Yes, and the creatures were violent, they were bloodthirsty. And they fed on flesh. It was crazy. If you read like the book of Enoch, it's not a biblical book. It's one of the apocryphal books. But if you read these books, you know the story. These are things that happened in history. It's not something I made up from, you know, something. But so they came after me because they knew that what I was saying was true. They came after me because what I was saying was not just about hydroxy. They knew that there was something deeper in what I was doing, you know, so that's why they came after me. But that's okay. But now, Alex, we have to wake up. The church cannot continue just sitting down and thinking, well, this is going to pass away. And if you can just take the vaccine, if you can comply just a little more, things are going to get back to normal. It's not going there. Things are getting crazier and crazier. And sometimes it's good for people to go back and tell people that this is what has been written in the Bible. We're looking at today's news, yesterday, as you always call it.
And, of course, the Bible also in the New Testament predicts the world government, the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell, and that's all now happening.
But, Alex, the thing about it is, there's something I want to talk about today, that my book is coming out, Let America Leave, Exposing the Hidden Agenda Behind the 2020 Pandemic.
Absolutely. I should have announced that. Absolutely. Let America Live. Yeah.
Let America Leave. Yes. That book actually digs deep into everything God started showing me about this nation from when I got saved in this nation and the battles that we have fought up to the time when I got exposed. People think I just showed up. No, I've been praying and fighting for the nation for years and years and years. And there's something I want to tell people today, and I want everybody to hear me And I just pray that the minds and everybody will open up and they will hear what I'm saying. And I take authority over every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Any voice that wants to jam what I'm saying right now, I silence them. I command them to go to the pit where they belong in the name of Jesus. Let the prince of the power of the air be silent so that people can hear and people can wake up and they can be free in Jesus' name. I need to pray that prayer so that...
Amen to that, Doc. And we're going to go to break. I'm going to try to give you the floor. So Let America Live is the new book coming out. Is that book available yet?
Yes. It's coming out in like a week. It's going to be... Yeah, it's coming out in a week.
Great. DrStellaMD.com. Can't wait to read the book. Can people pre-order that now?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and I want to get into wherever you want to start with this. But I absolutely agree with you that whether people want to believe the Bible or not, the globalists believe they're gods. They've been told, get rid of humans, you're going to merge with machines and become a Superman. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. It's what Bill Gates says. And they literally have a desire to kill us all. And they've said they want to kill us, and they mean to do it, and they're trying it now. That's why they're trying to block treatments that you've caught early. It totally knocks it out. People say, well, you've changed your story. Last year you said it was overblown. Now you say it's dangerous. Yeah, because they created mutants with the vaccines. We'll be back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Ago, but didn't get to all of it. Next segment, I'm going to play it. It's only a few minutes long, so I'm going to get Dr. Stella Emanuel's take on it. It's Australian National Senator Malcolm Roberts on ivermectin, how the suppression of those that did this have blood on their hands. But he gets into very astutely how Google and others are invested in these so-called vaccines, which is a total conflict of interest. Remember, Fauci is as well. So now it's come out that he specifically ordered them to make COVID-19. The Intercept has the documents. It's incredible. But we already knew that from other documents, but this is the smoking gun. He lied to Congress. But remember, Google and Facebook invested hundreds of millions at the Wuhan lab and were involved in this project because it's the project to take the world over. That's why they're involved suppressing people. So forget just censoring the public. They're censoring Congress. This senator in Australia, because he's been censored for talking about it on YouTube. Well, so is Senator Paul. So Congress really is making itself vestigial, ceremonial, by not taking action against this. Dr. Stella Emanuel, the medical doctor who's had some of the first big press conferences in D.C., standing up and saying there are treatments they're suppressing, obviously saved countless lives. She's one of the biggest practices in the country in Houston. This is a shorter segment, longer segment coming up. Dr. Stella, you've got the floor, so you're just like me. You get excited. You're right. The world's changing. It's getting worse by design. Lay out where you think they're going, what we can do. You've got the floor wherever you want to go. Please speak to us.
Yes, Alex, number one, before we go forward, I want to tell the American people, this battle that we're fighting is an invisible battle. Don't sit down and think that, well, you can handle it, you're strong, you're powerful. You're going to blow something in the air and you can't breathe. So we advise that everybody get on hydroxychloroquine for prevention or ivermectin for prevention. In fact, right now, they are censoring ivermectin. Ivermectin is going through what hydroxychloroquine went through last year. You know, but right now, it's harder to get ivermectin. So we actually recommend you get hydroxychloroquine. Get on the vitamins. Alex has a lot of good supplements. Make sure you get on your supplements, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin. Make sure that you keep your immunity strong. Make sure you get on prevention. And when you start having that little sniffle, don't just think, oh, my God, it's just a little sniffle. It will go away. Please, get early treatment. We have a few people that are working right now. We're all swamped, but we're going to be here. And we're ramping up people to help to make sure that we continue to take care of the American people. Right now, there's craziness happening in the hospital, Alex. People are dying in the hospitals. They're killing people, and they are not giving them the treatment. They are begging for treatment. People are calling me, come and take care of my family member, because they won't give them ivermectin. They won't give them anything. The people that are not vaccinated are going to the hospital right now, and they are getting... they are almost not giving them any treatment, and it's beginning to come to places where they might not want to treat them. So there's something going on that is way deeper than big pharma just trying to make money. It's way deeper than, you know, the globalists, or they call it globalists. But I think what is going on right now, Alex, is that we have people among us that, I'm just going to say it, and somebody wake up and hear this. These people we're dealing with, they are not human beings. We are dealing with an evil seed in the land that are not human, that are bloodthirsty and blood drinkers. If you go to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 42 to 43, it talks about an image that Nebuchadnezzar saw, and Daniel interpreted that image to mean that the head, that the last part of the image, the toes, were going to be iron mixed with mary clay. Mary clay is human, because human was made from earth, and then iron is machine. He said that as the way iron mixes with mary clay, they shall mingle them. So let me read the scripture so that you guys can hear me. We have people that are living among us that are not human, that are a mixed seed, and they are bloodthirsty. they are blood drinkers, and I'm going to give you scripture after scripture to show you this. Daniel chapter 2 verse 42 to 44 says, and as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron does not mix with clay. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. So basically, there's an evil seed in the land that is mingled with the seed of men. When they start talking about mingling with the seed, that is...
Again, her Skype broke up, but I think you need to hear this, folks. Doc, stay there while it reconnects. Depending on how you interpret this, here's what I know. They're demon-possessed. They've been given over to follow their orders, and not because Rob Dew went to the hospital. His family wanted him to go. He couldn't breathe. And they wouldn't give him any medicine. They were just waiting to intubate him, and he got up, went and got the treatments, and got better. And so most hospitals, again, we've had judges having to order them to give people ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or even Regeneron. And so what you're saying is, are you saying like David Icke, is it actually interdimensionally been taking over? Or are you saying that it's a spiritual possession? Because I agree with you. We're seeing the Satanists come out and say, abortion is our ritual. We want to kill babies. Let me ask you this. Why do you think they're revealing themselves right now?
Alex, you don't understand. They are not human beings. This is not Satanism. This is not human beings that are possessed. They are not human. What the Bible says, they are not even human. Let's look at Revelation 13. Revelation 13 verse 14 to 16 says, he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image unto the beast which had been wounded with the sword and did live. He had power to give life, to give breath to the image of the beast, that they will speak and they will cause those as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or their forehead. No man will buy or sell except they take the mark or the name or the number of his name. There are three things. There's the mark of the beast, there's the name of the beast, as in there's the number of his name. Right now, all the vaccines are full of the number of the name and the name of the beast. It's not the mark, but Moderna vaccine, that's Luciferus. That's the name of the beast. You understand what I'm saying? The vaccine, this thing, 666, is everywhere in it. So all the vaccines are full of that. But what they are saying here in Revelation 13 is that the devil will deceive human beings. They will make images. They will make clones unto themselves. And he will give life to those clones. So he will give breath to them that they will be able to speak. So here is the real death behind this, Alex. I'm going to say this because people need to hear this. We can no longer just tell you guys the fluff, because we're worried about, oh, you might not be able to receive it. Wake up and receive it and listen and read the Bible. In Revelation 13, it's saying that the devil will deceive human beings to make images unto the beast. Okay, people like Gates, Fauci, or whatever. The devil has told them that he will make them live forever. So they know that if they die, they can make a clone of themselves. They will download their mind to the Internet of Things. And then they will put their mind back in that clone.
Absolutely. Microsoft has patents on that right here. So that's what you're saying. So that's the promise of the beast, is artificial immortal life.
But it's a deception, Alex. Because you see, when these globalists die, they will die and go to hell. Yes, they will be cloned. But what is going to live in them is a demonic spirit. And that is why they are so bloodthirsty. Because what is living in these creatures are demonic spirits. They're not human beings. So we don't even know whether some of these people that call themselves globalists, whether they are still the human beings, or the human beings have been killed off, replaced with their clones and their robots that are pure evil.
I know that's definitely the future plan. That's how I interpret Revelation as well. We know cloning's been going on for really 70 years, and we know they've done the animal-human clones as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. 3 months ago, Congress would not even ban human-animal clones they admit are already been produced. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake,
Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, MD, is our guest, and she's been at the tip of the spear with alternative treatments that all these major studies are out on now, that they work, but she's getting into the spiritual nature of this in her interpretation of Genesis at the beginning of the Bible and Revelation at the end. And you can't deny that all of that stuff is really coming true. When you read Klaus Schwab or all these other globalists, they say, we're going to take the human body over, we're going to merge the machines, we're going to get rid of all the humans, humans are bad. I have a whole stack of news right here. But actually, while she's talking, I'll just show you some of the headlines. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they're all saying it. They're announcing the end of parental rights. They're going to take our children. That's in the UN. But I can put on screen from 2 months ago or 2.5 months ago The Senate refused to pass a law by 8 votes to ban human-animal cloning. Senate Dems reject ban on certain types of human-animal experiments. Now, I saw articles in mainline policy reports 25 years ago that were 20-plus years old about human-animal clones. Because to get around the laws, if you create an animal-human clone, where the human which part animal, it has no rights. And there's animal rights for some animals in testing, and there's rights for humans, but not if they made an animal-human clone. Also, that you can grow a humanoid inside a cow instead of having to have a woman grow it. This has all been going on for a long time. People thought I was crazy, even though I had the documents. Well, now it's mainline news. So this is a coming out of the genetic engineering, a coming out of the cloning. And I've got an article right here since she mentions it. CNN, Microsoft patented a chatbot that would let you talk to dead people. It was too disturbing for production. And it records everything you say, you do. It can even fool family members that it's you, fool voice prints. They're talking about putting this into a flesh body, a replicant, or into a plastic or metal avatar. So, yes, I've talked to high-level MIT scientists. This is the Holy Grail. This is what they're told by all the old rich people to do is a moral life. And that is what the devil is offering him. So she's dead on whether this is theoretical. They're trying to build it. Like atomic bombs were theoretical in 1898 when Max Planck wrote up the equations. Then they were made true, you know, in 1945. Whether this is theoretical or whether it's already going on at the level she's saying, this is really where they want to take us. So please continue with and quantify what you're trying to say here, Doctor.
No, Alex, it is not where they are taking us. It's now. In 2011, where we had been praying, when the Lord told me to move to Houston, because I used to practice in Louisiana, and I prayed and God told me to move to Houston. And if I had not moved to Houston, I would not be able to do what I'm doing right now. But at that time, I had a vision, and in that vision, I saw human beings walking with people. It was like human beings and demons walking, or you see two or three people walking, and some are human beings and some are other people. And I've had many situations where the Lord has shown me that there are people that are not human among us. And I was like, what is this all about? And I've been talking about it and preaching about it for years. And they say, oh, yeah, you're just crazy. But really, if you go in the Bible talks about it. But here is what is the problem is, how it affects us right now. These genetically modified human beings or whatever they are, I don't know whether they are Nephilims or they are clones or they are just demonic spirits in containers, in human-looking containers. You should watch a movie called They Live, because when the Lord gave me this vision, the very next day, I don't know what I was looking for online, I found that movie They Live. So it actually explains exactly what I'm talking about. But here's the thing.
What's the movie called? The Leaf?
They Live. John Carpenter's They Live.
They Live. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that movie just depicts what's going on. Okay, so, but here is the issue here. These creatures, okay, like, they can tell Bill Gates or Fauci that, well, you know, you're going to live forever. But they are just, they'll be useful idiots to listen to the devil. The devil can't give anybody eternal life because he doesn't have it to give. But what he has deceived these globalists or the human counterparts, told them that you will live forever. So, because why would Bill Gates be trying to depopulate you and keep the earth if he's going to be dying in the next 20 years? They've told them they'll live forever. Because they've told them they'll live forever. So they are trying to depopulate us.
Let me just say this. They had an article on NBC. It's everywhere. It's their religion saying,
yes,
by 2045, there'll be no more humans. We'll all merge the machines or be killed, basically. Yeah. So the globalists say this, quote, you know, there's the quotes from Elon Musk. He's come out and warned about it. And basically, and so did Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems. He said they have a plan to kill everybody, but go ahead.
Yeah, so what they are doing is they are telling these globalists, all of them, telling if they are still human, because it is possible that a lot of them have been killed off and it's their clone just walking around and doing evil. So we don't know. So they are telling them that, don't worry, if you die, we're going to clone you, and then we're going to bring back your brain from the Internet of Things and put it up, and you're going to live forever. So they're trying to depopulate the world so that they can keep the world for themselves. That they are just useful idiots, because the devil is not going to give them eternal life. They're going to die and go to hell. They will clone them, all right, but what's going to live inside them is a demonic spirit. And when those clones go around with those demonic spirits inside them, they are so bloodthirsty, because they need, that is why you hear about child sacrifice and Now people are dying in the hospitals because these clones have multiplied and they need flesh and blood to live. The Bible talks about it in Revelation chapter 17, Revelation 17 says that they have drunk the blood of people. You know what I'm saying? It talks about it. Revelation 17.
It says they're drunk on the blood of the saints and that they traffic in the souls of men.
Yes. So they are actually blood tested. That is what keeps them alive. That's the only way they can keep that human cloak is to eat flesh and drink blood. Psalm 27 said, when my enemies came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fall. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 49, 24, 26 says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? We have become the prey.
And I also read, it's interesting, around the world, vampirism, mental illness is expanding.
Yes.
And I see a lot of articles out of cannibalism all over the world. Africa, you've got these occultists eating little kids and stuff.
Yes, so just they are everywhere. When the Lord showed me this thing, I've traveled the world, and everywhere I went, I have met them. So it's not just that they are drinking blood to have the fountain of youth. They actually need it for survival, just like vampires, because they are not human. You know what I'm saying? We need to realize that some of these CEOs in the hospitals that don't want patients to be treated, that want to intubate people and kill them, they are not human. They want to drink the blood.
Well, I mean, listen, that sounds pretty far out, but it's in the Bible. But let me say this. We do know that hospitals are following orders to not give people vitamin C and vitamin D, to not give them intravenous vitamin C. The FBI SWAT teaming doctors that do it, even though it totally works. So they are trying to keep treatments away and are trying to kill people.
Yes, they are trying to kill people. And they are blood drinkers. And we have to see, it's time for us to stop all the fluff and realize we're living in the twilight zone and get deep and spiritual.
Well, I was looking at Fauci on the radio the other day. On TV, and they put his face up, and I said, he's a blood drinker. It just came out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is that man? My soul told me, blood drinker.
Yes, he sounds like a legion. Most of them sound. So I'm trying to say, humanity, we have to wake up. Do you know why they locked up churches? Because when churches get together, we assemble together, the resurrected Christ comes among us, the anointing comes, and that anointing breaks that cloak of darkness. So if they lock churches up and stop us from gathering together, put us in our houses so that we can pray individually, we are not, one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. So they want us to, they don't want us to be around each other so that we're not able to fight this battle. It's only the church that can fight this battle. And if the church is locked up and the church is not praying and people are not praying, then what do we do? Do you know what I'm saying? So these are blood drinkers. I'm not going to mince words anymore, and I'm not going to...
It has turned out that the royal family, all of them get blood transfusions of children.
Wake up, humanity. We have to wake up.
By the way, it was in the Associated Press in like 1990 something. It was an AP that Al Gore was getting off Air Force Two and a refrigerator fell open full of bags of blood. And it said, he just takes them with him for transfusions. I mean, these people are weird.
They're not weird, Alex. They are not human, and they need blood like vampires to survive. The world has to hear this. It is in the Bible. It's in Daniel 2:42. It is Revelation 13. They are not human, and they want to destroy us. They cause wars. The Bible says in the book of Nahum chapter 3, it says, woe to the bloody city. It's all full of lies and robbery because of the whoredom of the well-favored harlot that, you know, causes nations to be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? They want people to be destroyed. They want people to die on the streets because they love to drink. They are not human. And humanity has to wake up because the church has to wake up and deal with this.
Well, I agree. Bill Gates is not human.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, I want to get Dr. Stella Emanuel back on soon because I've seen her do speeches on treatments and the thousands of patients she's had as an MD. That's very important. But I think it's important to get her perspective on this because people that have discernment. And I see a lot of the things she's talking about, and I see the globalists making statements how they're going to merge the machines and take over our children and take over our bodies. So is she spiritually seeing the future and then overlaying it over what's happening now? Or is it already worse than we think and already going on? Well, I know the Senate won't outlaw human-animal clones. I know I told people about I had the CEO of a company working with the U.S. Army on 25 years ago who had part goat, part spider creatures supplying body armor for the Pentagon. People thought it was a fake interview. Like 5 years later, it was on CBS News, but still people think I made that up. So, yeah, we got part spider, part goats. We've got the Chinese for 20 years have cows that produce 100% pure human milk. With the clone genes of a particular Chinese woman that produced lots of milk. People don't believe me. Look it up. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're kind of in a frozen technological level. We're given phones that track us and things that control us. They've got cures basically to everything. And they are bringing in this seductive system where we merge with machines and are given the false idea of immortality, which is a lie. She's totally right. So as crazy as this all sounds, whether she's picking up on this psychically, you know, discernment with the Holy Spirit in the future, or whether it's actually happening now, and a lot of it is, that's how crazy this is. So, Doc, I want to put some bookends on that and just move forward with other points. Here's an example. I was looking at the interview I did yesterday with Dr. McCullough. It was very powerful. And Luke 86 said, and I hear this a lot, he says, I'm done with Alex. It's been 9 years and I'm done with him. The virus doesn't exist and now he's pushing the Delta BS. Time and time again he has shown and he still keeps pushing the virus narrative. Alex is not fixing anything. He is muddying the waters of truth. He has changed since Trump. What has happened to him? Okay, let's just stop. Last year, I saw car wrecks, gunshot wounds, people dying of the flu, calling it Delta. I knew doctors. I knew scientists. I talked to them. We went to hospitals. They were empty. I have family that are doctors. I have family that are nurses. They say they're totally overwhelmed. My dad almost died. My mom almost died. I felt like a gorilla was on my chest. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and the steroids helped me. Knocked it right out. I mean, most of our office has had this, and some of them have been out 3 to 4 weeks, okay? So I go off my own observations. Dr. McCullough says it came from the mutation of the vaccines in India. That's what they say. They admit these vaccines don't work, but the idea that there's not prions being sprayed in the air, looks like Texas and Florida were hit first. I know a lot of experts, I'm not going to say names, they don't want it out at this time, but people that headed up U.S. intelligence agencies believe that they're spraying synthetic prions on people. Probably true. America's under attack. I don't have all the answers. I just know that I've never seen some of these folks I know sick for 3 weeks coughing up blood. So, doctor, let me ask you this. You said it's crazy in Houston, worse than ever. We trust you. You're a real doctor, a real person. What can you say? You see what his name is, Luke 88 or 86. Luke 86. What can you say to him? I mean, are you seeing more patients? Are you seeing big problems?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of patients. We're seeing both vaccinated and unvaccinated patients that are sick, and they are very sick. So whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you need to go on hydroxychloroquine, you need to go on ivermectin, you need to go on prevention. We're probably seeing about 30% vaccinated that are sick and about 70% unvaccinated. But this is because of the variant, which probably came from a subpar vaccine. But what happens when the winter hits and the wild virus shows up? A lot of people are going to get sick. So don't wait till that time. We're seeing a lot of patients. I mean, we're so swamped. Alex, we went from 100 patients a day to 700 patients a day in like a week. We're barely sleeping. We work all day.
Yeah, but according to Luke 86, well, Luke should go to a damn hospital because I went and checked them out. They're all full, basically. So you want to explain to Luke what's really going on while he rebukes us?
Yeah, I mean, people are sick. People are sick because I don't know why they blew up in Texas, like you said. You know, we work all day. We work all day and we fight all night. And we basically, we don't sleep. That's what we do. So people are calling me from hospital. Come and take my people out of the hospital. People are calling me from, you know, people are coming to my clinic. If you see, I mean, there's a picture of my clinic with people sitting lined up, sitting in chairs, lined up as if they are going to Black Friday. Just sitting
yeah, and it's not psychosomatic. I mean, I'm sitting here until 3 months ago saying it was basically super exaggerated and BS. But now, I mean, it's serious. And people need to know and preventatively protect themselves.
Yes. They've blown something in the air. It is serious. You know, it's not a fluke. People are getting sick. And I just believe that. I mean, who ever seen a virus in the summer, Alex? Have you ever seen a respiratory virus in the summer?
No.
This is not right. This is crazy. Nobody sees a respiratory. See, when I talk about things, people say, oh, Dr. Emmanuel, you're very intense. I've been a spiritual warrior. I'm a trained spiritual sniper.
Listen, like I'm intense too. I get it. World government's being announced. Australia says you can't leave your house if you haven't been vaccinated. Everybody should be upset. Yeah. I mean, that's what creates free countries, is people that aren't going to be pushed around.
So we need to fight.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm going to hold you over one more segment. I'll get you back. It's on the medical stuff and what's happening. But what do you make just in general of what they did to Trump? We're all, because I know Trump's a good man, but he got snookered into this, supporting this vaccine to reopen the economy. How do you think Trump needs to do? I think he needs to come out against the vaccine and say he was lied to.
I don't know what happened to Trump, you know. I mean, we supported him and I still support him because, you know, the Lord told me so. But I don't know what's going on with him. Something happened to the president after he went to Walter Reed and came out. He was no longer had the same fire that he had, you know, maybe after COVID or something. You know, but he needs to come out and stand for the people, you know. People, we stood for him. He needs to come out and stand for the people and stop pushing genetic modification on people. You know, I don't know what's going on. I really don't know.
Well, ma'am, there's no doubt, doctor, that this is a genetic modification cult. I know you've read Klaus Schwab. I mean, we need the government. Yes. We need Rand Paul and others to organize against them. They've declared war on us, and Schwab has declared, we're going to take your body over, whether you like it or not. He says, quote, we've captured all the governments. That's on his website. He is a corporate dictator.
Uh-huh. We need prayers, Alex. We need spiritual warfare. We need the church to get up.
Well, doctor, why don't you lead us in prayer? Doctor, lead us in prayer for a couple minutes.
Yes, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for our nation. I thank you for our people. I thank you, King of Glory, that you are still God. You're still God in heaven, and you're still the creator of the universe. I take authority over these foul spirits that are trying to destroy humanity. Send the angels of power to go through this land and destroy their plans. Set confusion among them. Expose them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, for our people that are in the hospitals. Let the spirit of this living God visit them in the hospitals. We bind the spirit of death and hell in our hospital. We cast it into the pit in the name of Jesus. We command all those that are sitting in our hospitals trying to bring death and destruction, Father, push them out of the hospital and bring people that are going to take care of our people in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that the church will wake up, that your revival will flow through this land and your spirit will heal us in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that our hearts will turn back to you. We will cry out to you like Nineveh cried out to you, oh God, so that you can deliver us, because we know that only you can deliver us in this situation. Father, I pray, oh God, for those that are in the front line, like Alex, like all of us that are standing in the front line, that your hand of protection will be upon them, that your hand of mercy will be upon us in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that those that have been caged, that have been programmed in the Internet of Things, we break that programming in the name of Jesus, that bewitchment in their minds in the name of Jesus. We send the fire of God to crash land their demonic satellites and their demonic connection in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, just arise, flow through our land. Let the blood of Jesus flow through our land. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Father, have mercy. Have mercy on us, oh God. Let the blood redeem us. Expose these people, oh God. Wake up the church. Wake up the church that they can fight and be victorious. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your hand of protection. Continue to empower us, all of us that are standing in the front line. Continue to empower us and let your hand be upon us. Father, protect Alex and all those that are standing in the front line in the name of Jesus. That we will see the truth, we will know the truth, and we'll be free in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that. Powerful, brought tears of eyes. And you know, it really is true. Our enemies know it's a spiritual battle. They're getting power from their little sick demon god. And we have to reach out and realize that God created the universe but gave us free will, and that's why we're being put through this test. And her Skype just cut out again. Folks, as wild as the thing she was saying, the globalists really think they're building this new species. It's all really real. I don't know if she's right that it's that far along now, but who the hell knows anymore? Doc, we're going to break in 45 seconds. What else would you like to add?
I would just say that everybody needs to wake up, get their lives right with God. Because if we go into tribulation, the rapture is going to happen. Make sure you're right with God. Make sure you're... If you're right with God, to die in Christ is gain. You know what I'm saying? We have fought these people. They know I know them. And we continue to fight them. And we need to raise up other spiritual warriors that are going to hold the work in one hand and hold the Bible in one hand like we do. But that's the only way we're going to win. And I just promise the American people, we'll continue to fight for the nation, both spiritually. We'll continue to take care of our people, both physically. And just continue to pray. And everybody, just wake up and pray. Because right now, the only way out of this is...
It's God. You're right. Stay there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.